This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The House will attempt to override a presidential veto of a Colorado water pipeline bill today. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert says she feels hopeful, but not necessarily confident, that the House will override President Trump's veto of her bill to finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act. She's been making her case for the bill to individual lawmakers.
You know, I understand the politics of it. And, you know, folks not wanting to get cross with the president. But no one is denying the actual policy of the legislation.
The bill would extend the repayment period for water users involved in the pipeline project. She says if the override doesn't work, she'll try to get the bill included in any germane legislative package. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a Denver police search of a suspected shoplifter violated the Constitution. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At issue here is that the Denver police officer, Armando Cruz, didn't ultimately end up arresting the man that Walmart employees at first thought shoplifted from the store. Cruz did briefly handcuff the man and patted his pockets down. The officer pulled a prescription pill bottle and a wallet out of the man's pockets, but did not place him under arrest. Ultimately, Walmart employees determined the man paid for his merchandise. The Tenth Circuit ruled that because the man wasn't arrested, the search violated his Fourth Amendment rights by opening his wallet and taking the pill bottle. This means the officer can face a civil suit in the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And the Minneapolis City Council identified the 37-year-old woman shot and killed by an ICE officer yesterday as Renee Nicole Good, and apparently she was originally from Colorado. A post from an Instagram account that appears to belong to Good states she was, quote, a poet and writer and wife from Colorado experiencing Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's according to the Minnesota Star Tribune. This is CPR News at 8:03.